Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio. It's Solak and Bertrand. Bruins Game Day on your home of the Bees. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to the phones. Mark in Medford, who calls Billy Jaffe every week. Mark, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's up? Hey, Billy, I think part of the reason why Sweeney made these moves he made at the deadline, doesn't want to be in the same predicament as last year.
Sure.
The season, and then the playoffs with the injuries and going in all banged up. And my second part to that question is, do you think he's done a better job so far than Mr. No Trade Clause Chiarelli?
Well,
sample sizes are a little different.
Come on, Mark. I love you, buddy, but let's give me a couple of more years. There happened to be a thing happened in 2011.
Let's do it like this.
You know, and then
would Peter Chiarelli have done the move for Rick Nash?
No.
Nope.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
not his style of deal.
The Cabrelet, right?
Yeah, but Cabrelet does not rise to the level of Rick Nash.
No.
If you ask me.
Nash, that's why I said, you know, he's reading his names, you know. But this is what I asked Krug. Remember I had that 49, worded 49 second question to Torrey Krug a month ago?
Yeah.
When they were jamming and everybody's healthy. And I said, is this team going to be good enough to sustain, you know, the expected injury? Like, because attrition's eventually going to hit them. And here they are with Bergeron. Like, you're talking three, four weeks potentially. That's a lot of time. And he's an MVP. Type guy.
Right. It is potentially, again, reevaluating in 2 weeks, and then we'll see. I mean, we're all hoping for the best, but you got to figure at least another week. If he miraculously heals within 2 weeks, you got to figure another week of practice before he gets back.
I mean, who's the biggest name that Chiarelli acquired in a deal in season?
Well, in 11, he had the Peverly deal. You know,
Seidenberg, but that's not. I'm sorry, Dennis Seidenberg was great when he was here, but Dennis Seidenberg does not rise to the level.
Gendlo's a free agent, right? Horton, no.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of the deal. I'm blanking on some of the deals going into.
Yeah, he's already said that one. Maziel Cabrelet.
Cabrelet. But that whole time, though, that was all get the puck moving defenseman.
Power play guy that never ended up.
After the Weidman years, God.
What, you know, but they had different needs, Beetle. They had very different needs. You know, Mark, just going back to what Mark was saying, Peter Chiarelli, I know they're, and by the way, Peter isn't helping himself in Edmonton right now either with some of his contracts.
They're sort of done with him there, huh?
Yeah. But,
fans are all set with Chiarelli out there
but
now.
But he's still got to
grow my hair and get a new haircut and shave his
2011.
Shave his chin.
Cup and a 2013 Cup appearance. I mean, let's see what I love what Donnie and his staff have done with regard to the cupboard being full, chock full of talented prospects. Love it. In a matter of 3 years.
And they drafted well.
Well, they did. And it did, by the way, the first year started under Chiarelli, which Don Sweeney was a part of. Remember, he was the assistant general manager.
Yep.
But you had other guys, too, that were instrumental in helping bring in the 2014 draft class, David Pastrnak.
Mm-hmm.
But now the 15, 16, 17, they've really accrued tons of assets. Good for them. I love this. Don't you remember during the 11 season, didn't they have a run out around this time of year? I wasn't with the team that year, like I am now.
Yeah, when they went out west.
They went out and they weren't good.
Was it you that I was talking about with this? I can't remember.
Was it Hardy?
Yeah, no, we brought it up. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, you and I.
Did we?
Similarities between this year and 11.
So, you know, again, listen, I'm not trying to temper things, but until Tampa won their last four games, and they lost last night, so 4 out of 5, Tampa went 8-8 in their previous 16
games.
You
know what? I think you're right. Wasn't there a stretch there, too, where Lucic started a fight?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, or was that Vancouver? Were they out in Vancouver when he started to fight? I can't remember who the hell they were playing, but you're right. There was something that happened.
There was a struggle.
Something sparked him out west.
Yeah.
Eric is in Whitman today. Eric?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I have a question.
Hey, Eric.
So,
hi.
So Bergeron keeps getting hurt, right? And do you think he'll retire at the end of the year?
No.
I'm not taking
it. No, I'm not taking
it. That's a trick call.
Give me a break. Come on, Eric. Screwing with us.
That's the kind of call that like, starts fights between co-hosts.
Steve in Framingham. Steve.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Listen, I'm telling you, Krug's the guy that they should have sat, not Grislyk. Krug doesn't know what the defensive end of the ice looks like. He's good on the offensive end, but, boy, he's had a rough year on the D. That's all I got, boys. See you later.
Okay, Steve.
Well, I think it's been at times up and down for Krug. There's no doubt about it, and I think he would admit it too. And I think with regard to the power play, he's such an instrumental element to that that he's going to try and they're going to try and work through that. You know, when Torrey's confident, like a lot of goal scorers, Pastrnak, by the way, hasn't been scoring nearly enough as of late. He hasn't been shooting enough. His sticks have been breaking, too. I was checking into that the other day. I'm
composite.
Like, well, there all are now. Yeah, I mean, I think there's like, I think there's eight players in the league that use a two-piece. That's about it. But I'm like, oh, my God, like, what's going on? You know, they need a new bat.
So how'd you
but,
check your stick?
I just talked to people. I didn't check it. I asked what flex he uses, and I look around and stuff like that.
Billy's down in the locker room.
Billy's down at the notepad.
Doing some tests.
I got a notepad. Let me
measuring
see,
how much pressure he's putting on the middle of his
take this pencil out behind my ear. Now, what is his flex
take my
pressure?
Protractor out.
Did he tape the end of it?
Yeah. But that's important to me, that stuff. I want to know.
Of course, you know what you're talking about.
We need him to. The Bruins need to see him shoot more, score more, and hit the net more. But with regard to Torrey Krug, I think they really want to get him confident on the power play because he's so instrumental to getting that going. And I think when he's better on the power play, he's more confident in the D-zone too.
So what's wrong with his stick? You find out.
How's his flex?
They aren't sure. Pastrnak uses a – what is it, self-tanner zone?
That's, no, it's lotion.
Oh. Pastrnak uses a flex below 80. Most guys use in the mid-80s to 90 to 100. Or so, flex for the stiffness of it. He uses below that for the whippiness of it for the shot because he wants that impact. But that means he's going to go through more. But they're breaking it at you know, I'm going to remember at least five times in the last couple of weeks where he snapped a stick on a one-timer. Can't happen because it's going to come back to bite him one time where he goes for a one-timer from an area where it snaps and the guy takes it for a breakaway the other way.
Mike is in Dedham. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Are you guys expecting much out of Brian Gionta? I mean, he hasn't played all year. He's a good leader, but he didn't do, I mean, he played in the Olympics, but he didn't really even do anything there. I wonder what you guys think.
Not really.
I'm not expecting much out of him.
Well,
depth.
There's no downside to having him.
Don't crap your pants if you're out there. I mean, that's basically what it is.
I'm curious to see what Brian, who's so excited for this chance to, you know, to be here with this team, curious to see how the pace of the game is on that line. Now, they have to play fast, but they don't have to play frenetic. How's he going to be conditioning-wise? He's been training hard, obviously, to go play in the Olympics and to skate the big sheet. He's a smart guy. I didn't realize this. He played all 82 last year for Buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 39?
Yeah, now he's 39. So am I expecting a lot? I'm expecting a smart game. I'm expecting safe isn't the right word because safe almost seems, you know, I don't want to be cautious. A veteran game, yeah. But you know what? He's playing with a guy in Wingles. If he can push the pace, it would be great. Backus is a guy, though. You want Backus on your toes, too. What I'm curious to see is David hasn't played hardly any center this year. He hasn't. He's played a lot of wing. So how does he adjust to that role, and how do they match him tonight against Pittsburgh? Who now, by the way, Pittsburgh added Derek Brassard a few days before the deadline. Brassard, I don't know if you guys remember, played for Ottawa last year. He's a hell of a center. He's their third center now between Malkin, Crosby, and Brassard. They are deep.
Paulie's in the truck today, as he always is. Oh boy. Hi, Paulie.
How you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going through a bad sub and coming out of it.
Shocker.
Zoe, you going to the game tonight?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, I'll be from my TV. Why?
I can't believe it. It's a bad sell.
You know, you go away, you miss certain callers.
He wasn't lying.
Yeah, you know, you miss certain callers.
He was going through a bad spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some callers you don't miss. I miss Paulie.
Ooh, I didn't know which
way I thought you were going. Hey, Zoe, welcome back.
I didn't know which way you were going.
Hey, you going to game night? Let's call talk shows. Hey, you going to game night?
Well, you know, he knows you're a Pittsburgh guy. Yeah. The Penguins.
I'm going to go see Sid.
We've done that
before.
We've
done that.
We have done
that.
Remember
that, Philly? The people from Pittsburgh, nice people, let me in the locker room. Like,
very
wow.
Nice.
Sitting next to Sid.
Hey, hey.
Hey, you're Sid the kid.
You're Sid the kid.
Those pricks from New York, those Rangers the people. They shut everything down.
They're looking at it like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
But they didn't find you to be a threat, though.
They did not find me to be a threat.
They did not find you to be a threat.
The Rangers people did. Yeah.
Yes.
And San Jose, too.
They were good.
Mm-hmm. San Jose. They're nice people.
Yeah, they
nice
let
people.
Us in.
Yeah, Billy was up there talking. He's got his friend up there, right? Who's the guy was skating at one time? Out
What's,
there.
San Jose?
That was San Jose, wasn't it? One of your old buddies?
Joe Thornton?
No, it was not.
No. It was like an equipment guy or something, wasn't it? Yeah. Trainer.
Oh, God. I'm
yeah,
blanking.
You ran up with me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Billy's like, oh, it's my buddy.
I got to go. I got to think about it. I don't remember.
CT.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Too many hits to the head.
Yeah.
Too Sorry. Many. Ricky in Fall River. Ricky.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah. All right. I got a question. In the preseason, when they were taking face-offs, if a guy's skate went over the line on the second time, they were calling delay a game. How come they don't call anymore?
They are. You got to get kicked out twice. You got to get kicked out twice. If you're not kicked out the first time, it's a warning. The second time's a penalty. They've done it. They haven't. The players, they haven't because the players have adjusted. That's why.
Good question.
All right, then. Hey, Billy. Good seeing you.
See you, Bill.
Appreciate you being
Let's go hockey talk here. Good Earl Campbell talk.
I'm there for you, Zoe. Glad you're back in one piece.
Of course.
I heard about, they were talking about on the air about how you spend all this time Twittering and Instagram in your whole vacation.
Not really.
Texting to us.
Oh, texting.
Oh, I text them pictures of like places I go. Yeah. God.
Is that to make them jealous
pretty
or
much,
just because you miss them?
Pretty much remind them. I'm thinking of them. And I miss them.
Thinking of them. Yeah. Okay. Well,
see you, buddy.
See you guys.
All right, Billy Jaffe. Our thanks to him. You're on TV tonight? Nesson, what time?
6:30. 6:30 pregame tonight. And going to, by the way, have you ever been to Navy, Annapolis?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about
that. Oh, we did. That's right.
Going 2 weeks there again, the CTE.
Now, fun, pal. Ahead. You got some issues up top.
Yeah, something's
there.
Going on with you today.
Yeah, something
like,
right.
What's that stuff? That ginkgo ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, drink some water.
Get hydrated. Something's wrong with you.
Get a B12 shot.
You got a headache or anything?
No, I feel good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Billy's on TV at 6:30.
From the center of the hockey universe, it's Zolak and Bertrand. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, Zoe keeps subjecting himself to watching the Super Bowl. I don't know why.
Well, I blame my kid. He doesn't. Now he even knows how to go online now and pick certain plays that happen in the Super Bowl, whether good or bad. Just sit there and rewatch it. Like, why are you doing this?
So what is your thought on running backs? Tell me. What do you got?
Deion Lewis and James White are pretty damn good for this team, as it's constituted from an offensive standpoint. And we talked about Deion Lewis and his pending free agency. And I'm in agreement with you. You let him, you know, go test the market, because I really don't know what, you know, what type of market's going to be there from an endurance standpoint. Because if you're going to pay, him a bunch of money, probably more than what Shane Vereen got to go to the Giants, is he going to do that for 16 games for you? Is he going to be your main ball carrier? You know, from the rotational standpoint, I think you spell him and you keep him fresh, which is good for him. But going back and watching that game again, he had some good runs. Like, he's really impressed me from the running game standpoint, understanding the blocking, you know, stopping on a dime. We talk about Le'Veon Bell and his ability to, you know, do the jump cut and all that crap. And you could take your $14 million and have that guy. What this guy has meant to this team, he and that combination of James White later in that second half as they got it going on the touchdown run, the ability for those guys to adjust in the passing game from different sets. When they went regular, they were regular in that game a lot, which means Devlin's on the field. Then at the snap, you know, basically they go empty. Like, can the market stay low for a guy like Deion Lewis, based on, you know, talking about great backs and, you know, their ability to fall off when we were talking about Earl Campbell, reminded me of, you know, Deion Lewis meant a lot to this team. He really did. I'm ready, you know, Gillislee, go. Burkhead even, go.
Oh, Gillislee,
can you invest?
Gillislee's going to get cut.
Yeah. But I'm saying, can you invest in?
I assume, based on the, there's like a group of about six players that.
Because they signed your boy back.
Will allow the Patriots, though, to have a bunch of cap space.
Damn it. How did I miss this, too? They signed your boy Brandon Bolden back. I thought that was the biggest.
Okay. I'm just kidding. And this is what I told.
But there's a reason.
Jim Lout, and I will tell you the same thing. I don't have any issue with Brandon Bolden playing special teams.
Right.
I don't have any issue with that.
But are they signing him back, and is there a partial value to that contract where they look at him in a pinch?
In an emergency situation.
Yeah, an emergency
that's
pinch.
Fine
can
too.
We function with
no,
this
no,
guy?
No, I have an
you
issue.
Put him in a horrific third down in that Super Bowl
that was
game
horrible.
That I watched the other night. I'm calling it as it's happening. I'm like, why is he in the huddle? They're running jet sweep.
No,
they're running
I'm
jet
just
sweep.
Saying my only issue, my issue is not with him and the special teamer. It's him when you are, like, putting him in and playing him.
Yeah, but I'm saying this year, too, they have the luxury because of health, even though James missed some time there with the foot injury. They had the luxury to have, you know, Gillislee inactive as a healthy inactive. You know, Burkhead was down. Seems like Burkhead was always hurt, too. Like, he couldn't get in any sort of a rhythm. There was that game, too, down here against New Orleans where, you know, he catches the touchdown. You're thinking, boy, this could be the beginning of something special they haven't had here. From the running back standpoint, their ability to run those seams, those angles, you know, kill people in the middle of the field with it, you know, if you didn't get anything from your other tight end. But I know you want to talk about corners and that. I just think Deion Lewis may be a bigger priority to them internally than publicly they're going to admit. So let's keep an eye on that. That's all.
Or they're going to be willing to admit in a negotiation.
I mean, they did this with Edelman, you know, too. Go test the market, come back. You know, I think they're important players. I do. We talked about Danny Amendola at the start of the show. That, you know, there's going to be a pretty good market for him. You need some guys that know what they're doing, that are clutch, that are good football players. And look at a guy like Brandon Cooks. Catches the ball in open spaces. I've gotten criticized for this, that people are saying that I blame him for his concussion. I don't blame him for his concussion. I blame him for not having an awareness for spacing. You know, when you catch that ball in the middle of the field, man, or what coverage is, you know, you got to periff some of those things. It's just Edelman and Amendola have a really good feel for that in the middle. You got those guys. Now let's get Gronk back. Let's figure out what's going on the other side, outside. Get Hogan cranked up. And I think in a perfect world, Brandon Cooks would be really good for you. But you need a good running back. Not a guy that's going to carry it, but could catch it and carry it a little. And I think Deion Lewis can do that.
My follow-up from earlier was more from Jeff Howe, who's written not only about what we told you earlier in the show, his tweets today indicating that Nate Solder wants to continue his football career. That's a good thing. Good sign.
Good.
That's something to keep track of.
Yep.
Danny Amendola's market heating up, according to Jeff Howe. $3 to $5 million annually. And then there's this. Jeff Howe wrote for the Herald, Patriots could have big-name options to add depth at corner.
Ooh.
He said the Patriots should focus on a couple of power hitters to replace outgoing corner Malcolm Butler. And he brings up two names, Richard Sherman and Aqib Talib. How about that?
I'll take number two.
Sherman is the Seahawk, Aqib Talib a Bronco, and he writes, the Pats can't do anything about that. But there's an understanding in league circles that both could become available at some point this offseason.
And I also think that there is massive mutual respect between Aqib Talib and this organization, this head coach.
He writes this, the Patriots did call the Seahawks about Sherman last offseason, but the trade interest was brief. Sherman was receptive to the idea of joining the Patriots then and still is now if the Seahawks go in another direction, according to a source.
I mean, could you imagine? I mean, this is typical Pete Carroll, too. Remember the end of the year when Earl Thomas go up to the Dallas? Did he go up to Jason Garrett and say, hey, I want to finish my career here. Come get me. Didn't he say that after a Cowboys game as they're going into the locker room?
Who?
I thought he did. I thought Earl Thomas said that this year. And now you got Richard Sherman, who has openly stated, I'm good to go anywhere. I go anywhere. But this is part of that environment that they create there.
How about this?
Go ahead.
Broncos haven't announced what they'll do with Tlaib. Jeff writes, who loved his time with the Patriots. They will reportedly look into trading him. But Tlaib's getting an $11 million base salary in 2018.
I mean, you just,
holy smokes.
You set the market for Gilmore last year. You jumped into free agency, and that's almost like you got so much loaded
and
up over
32.
There. He's
32. I mean, you know
what they – yeah. But bottom line, can he still – and I saw him. He can still play.
Okay, so if they can't trade him, which I doubt they'll be able to.
What's your window? One or two with him?
They're going to cut him. Yeah. They're going to probably free him up, and he's going to become available. Now, here's the reporting part from Jeff. Tlaib, 32, would be receptive to the idea of rejoining the Patriots, according to a source. So, you've got two guys here, Richard Sherman and Aqib Tlaib, and their guys are talking and saying that they would both be open to joining the Patriots. One is a reunion. The other one would be a first-time thing for Richard Sherman.
I could see that. I could see it with Aqib.
Who do you want?
I want Aqib.
I do, too.
Like, see some of the instincts and some of the stuff that Butler does from that tenacity standpoint and the aggressiveness, I see it in Tlaib.
Well, there's just a known
element
like
there. Him as a player.
Does he fit? Yep.
Yes.
Do you know what you're getting into with him?
Yes.
Yep. Are you familiar with him?
Does he like
Absolutely.
Your head coach? Can he play hard for your head coach?
Bingo.
If this environment's so bad here, nobody wants, they're not having fun.
Can he play both sides of the field?
Ooh. Can Gilmore play both sides?
I don't know,
but wait a minute.
Even if you're shopping, don't you want guys that are versatile always?
Yeah. But isn't that answer yes? Because that's what you went and got him for? Because he's a matchup guy. That's what we heard all year.
I mean, of course they can.
Yeah.
It's about willingness and desire and not complaining about it.
Seattle doesn't.
Can they? Of course, anybody can. Richard Sherman can play both sides. He doesn't like to. There's plenty of guys that don't like to
play. Part of it is scheme, too.
Right.
Yeah. I think you can do some more things, and if you're not going to totally invest in, you're getting Hightower back in the middle. If you're not going to make any other kind of a splash up front, don't you bolster the part where you're weak? What stood out? Where are you weak? Oh, 37-29 in a Super Bowl. Yeah, sorry to keep bringing it up, Jordan Richards and Jonathan Batamosi, but, hooey, and Butler's gone. Eric Rowe. Gilmore and Tlaib, that's a pretty good nickel.
Yeah.
With McCourty and Chung and Harmon, that's a pretty good nickel.
I've got another story
pretty
from
good time.
Yesterday that I just love, not because it's a major breaking story or anything really heavy news item related to the Patriots, but I just love that the Buffalo Bills have become the minor league system for the Patriots.
Is that great?
And there's something I could tell you about that you'll laugh at, you'll enjoy, because I know that reading it just brought a smile to my face. Buffalo, that second-rate organization that the Patriots feast on. I got something from Buffalo for you coming up next.
I think I know what you got.
All right,
I like it too.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruce Cassidy getting his team ready to take on the Penguins tonight at the TD Garden. Coach?
That is a good question, and staying out of the box would be the first thing. And then from there, there's not a lot of bad options for them to have. Generally, you look at a power play, sometimes you can deny certain guys the puck. I don't think it matters on their power play. Eventually, the guy that does get it is dangerous.
The question would be, how do you slow down the Pittsburgh power play? I should have probably brought that up beforehand. 6:30 Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show with Judd Surratt and Bob Beers. Right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Celtics with a big win last night over Charlotte, 134-106. Seven players in double figures last night for the Green, who will try and keep things rolling as they face a tough Rockets team in Houston on Saturday night. Rick Porcello making his spring training debut in West Palm Beach today, going up against the Astros. The Red Sox won yesterday 4-3 over the Pirates in Fort Myers, which puts them at 6-1 so far in spring training games. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Solak and Bertrand. Bruins game day on your home of the Bees. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Sounds like Matt Patricia's making quite the impression at the combine.
What'd he do?
I don't know. He seems very popular out there. A lot of stories being
like he's one of the lone ones that are actually speaking. Him and Gruden.
I saw Gruden talk, yeah. What, Bill's not out there to talk to everybody?
I don't think so. There's nobody speaking for the Patriots.
Phil Perry reported that Ernie Adams is on his way to the combine today.
I'll make my way out to Indianapolis. I've been out there a couple times. Get that spicy place. What's the name of that place? St. Elmo's. Yeah, table in the back. I put myself right in the corner. I can see everything coming in. Look, I'll stand there and I'll tell Bill what the setting's like.
Ernie, who's independently wealthy from his time in the stock market.
Ah, yeah. I think if you ever knew the exact dollar number that Ernie Adams is worth, I think you'd be shocked.
Do you know it?
No, I don't.
But you know it's a lot.
But you always end up finding it. Like you ever see, like, I remember one time we were out somewhere and I saw Warren Buffett give somebody a ticket to a buffet. The guy had like dandruff.
Wait. Warren Buffett gave someone
my brother-in-law
a ticket to a buffet.
My brother-in-law used to be in banking, and we were at some event, and it's like everybody's lined up with the suits on. You're going to eat at the buffet that they got out. You got this paper ticket. You got to give the girl standing there to give you your plate. And there's Warren Buffett. He's got like dandruff on his shoulders, and he's like, "It's Warren Buffett." I didn't know Warren Buffett was at the time. This is long, long time ago. I guess Warren Buffett standing in line at a buffet.
Using a coupon
for a free meal.
How do you think he got rich?
How do you think that's the ones? Those are the ones that got the money.
Yep. Right? Meanwhile, I love this story. Free agent linebacker Preston Brown.
Good player.
Had some comments. Another Jeff Howe story. Man, we're giving him a lot of pub today.
What number is he where? 52?
52.
I think he's 52. Yeah.
He says, the NFL's reigning tackles leader has watched former Bills teammates stampede out of Buffalo and turn into stars with the Patriots. It's a little weird, Brown said, of his ex-teammates thriving for their AFC East rivals.
Oh, Gillislee's thriving.
I'm not going to sit here. Okay, but how about like Chris Hogan?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right? Yep. All right, Gilmore and Hogan, yeah. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
He said, it's a little weird.
But Gillislee got paid.
I'm not going to sit here and lie, like, oh, well, you're happy for them, but you're also like, all right.
Give me some.
Every time somebody goes to the Patriots, they're going to the Pro Bowl or the Super Bowl. It's something you feel. A lot of guys left last year, and it seemed like everybody who left us was going to the playoffs. Didn't the Bills go to the playoffs this last year?
Yeah. I actually picked them over Jacksonville. I'm sorry.
Yep. He said Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods.
That's right.
Marquise Goodwin. Everybody who left us had a good season. It's definitely something you look at like, wow, those guys are having success. But the Patriots, they definitely seem to get the best out of the Buffalo Bills. Look at this.
How come he didn't want to go to Miami?
Ready for this? I think I could definitely help the young guys they have.
Oh my God.
They've got some good young talent at linebacker. They run pretty well.
That's a shame David Harris retired because I thought he was coming back.
He goes, I know Harris retired. A lot of young guys are there playing well. Van Noy, Roberts. They definitely have
some. That was a roster.
Oh, yeah. This guy's studying up.
Like a personnel guy.
He's ready for them to call. They definitely have some things they can work on like we all do, but I think I can help that defense get better. This has now reached a new point where the guys, the year hasn't even begun. We're 2 weeks away from free agency, and this guy is out there making his public push. I want to go to New England, too.
Is this reverse tampering, or is he free to talk about it?
That's a good question, Mark. Do whatever the hell you want.
Well, he's free now, right?
And it gets better. I mean, these quotes just kept on coming. I'm reading this like, this guy, I love him. I just think the whole organization in New England does a great job of knowing what those players' skills are and then utilizing them better in that way. They know Chris Hogan can run vertical, so they throw him vertical routes. They know Stephon can play zero. Man-to-man, all day.
He's
That's
already
what
got
he
the
does.
Coverages down.
Those guys definitely played well when they were out there. Look at it. He's been studying their plays. He's been studying some film. He's already...
Those are covered. Cover zero. They play a little cover zero. Lock them up.
Wow.
What was their slogan last year?
I don't know. I don't know what
Remember
last
they,
year
that,
was.
Damn, was. Oh, playoff caliber, right? Playoff caliber. They get into playoffs. See, when you don't... Say we're going to win a division. Division champs, caliber. No, playoff caliber.
How about
Walker
this?
Caliber.
all of last year, I was like, Gilmore's going to be all right. He turned it around. He went out there and had an amazing game in the Super Bowl. He was definitely one of the bright spots in that defense. This guy.
I wonder what he thinks about 37-29.
Openly advocating to come to the Patriots.
Yeah. I like it. Good farm system there. Go to Buffalo, make some money, save your money there, and you come here and you get make some bank.
Hey, one other thing that came up while you were gone, Zoe, and this was what sparked the big battle. You know, Ben Folan, Nick Cattles, Hardy, all of this was the idea that Brandon Cooks could get traded, could get cut, could be elsewhere this coming season if he doesn't agree to, you know, add on years and lower his cap hit and all that stuff. What do you think?
I don't think you have to do a damn thing with him.
Billy and Waltham's got a thought.
What do you got, Billy?
Billy, what do you have?
How you doing, guys? You were saying earlier Cooks is ideally like a fourth target kind of guy. Does that mean you think Belichick made a mistake trading the first round pick for him?
No.
No? Okay.
No, because real quick here. Theoretically, you go back. Let's go back in time. You had a healthy Edelman. You got Amendola, who was healthier than we gave him credit for being. You had all the running backs that they have. Gronkowski back at full speed, even though he said I didn't film like I want to fill 3 games into it. He ended up filling that way. You thought Mitchell was going to be, you know, an impact player. He had a great rookie year. Was Brandon Cooks ever brought in here? Was he talked about to be a one or a two? No. He's your speed outside guy. Beetle, we sat there all year. They tried to run slip screens to him. He's not a slip screen runner. Does he run slants well? Does he catch a ball well there? No. But the comebacks, the deep stuff, he's got a knack for that. Made a great catch against Houston early. Even as what they visioned him as a third or fourth guy, I thought he had, 65 catches, over 1,000 yards? 8 touchdowns? 7 touchdowns? That's pretty productive on paper.
Yeah, you were frustrated with him for much of the season.
Yeah, I was frustrated with him. But, you know, I think they had to force the ball to him at times, and that's I don't think that's ideal for him. But I don't think it's worthy of him getting cut.
We can talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because maybe you'll have a few more thoughts on that. I'm going to read you the passage about his season because you just talked about some of it. We'll do that. Coming up next, we have today's takeaway, so don't go anywhere.
From the center of the hockey universe, it's Zolak and Bertrand. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, time for today's takeaways, and are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life and visit awaken180weightloss.com. Who's going to go first here?
I'll go if you want me to go.
You go first.
I have something that's completely unrelated to today's show.
What do you got?
I want to wish a happy anniversary to Rick Pitino.
Ooh.
18 years ago today, this happened. Play it.
Well, we've played hard the whole year. We're going to be positive every day. You're the people being negative. You and some of the fans. Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. And if you expect them to walk through the door, they're going to be gray and old. What we are is young, exciting, hardworking, and going to improve. People don't realize that. And as soon as they realize that those three guys are not coming through that door, the better this town will be for all of us. Because they're young guys in that room playing their asses off. I wish we had $90 million under the salary cap. Wish we could buy the world. We can't. The only thing we can do is work hard. And all this negativity that's in this town sucks. And I've been around, and when Jim Rice was booed, I've been around with Yastrzemski booed, and it stinks. It makes the greatest town, greatest city in the world lousy. The only thing going to turn this around is being upbeat and positive like we are in that locker room. So if you think that we're not coming to play against the Toronto Raptors, you're mistaken. Only we're not coming to play with McHale and Parrish or Cousy or Russell. We're coming with young guys who want to get better, want to play the game. And we're going to stay positive all the way through. And if you think I'm going to succumb to negativity, you're wrong. You got the wrong guy leading this basketball team.
He's such an asshat.
18 years.
There's never a bad time to play that, idiot.
18 years.
Man, did he suck here. I wonder what he's doing today. What do you think he's doing today? What do you think his schedule looks like?
Hanging out for lunch somewhere, somebody's restaurant.
Italian? Think he went for the...
Yeah, a little corner booth.
Think he went for the spaghetti and meatballs again today?
Way in the backwards, Dark. Give me
yeah,
two
over
meatballs.
In the corner.
Two
over meatballs. The corner. If you don't mind, shut the lights off.
Give me a cannoli with it.
That was March 1st.
See what the light.
Of 2000. You know what they did that night? Went out and lost to the Toronto Raptors. Because they lost a lot of games that year.
How many kids from Kentucky have on his team?
In fact, they got to play the Raptors two nights later up in Toronto, and they lost again. Because that's what they did. They just kept losing games. He sucks. Patino.
18 years.
UMass guy. Ass out.
Yeah, love you, Mass.
I don't love him. Yeah. All right.
Hardy, what do you got?
Oh, I was told I didn't get one today. Jeremy.
Why?
Jeremy said, I went in to talk to Jeremy. I'm like, hey, I got a good takeaway. He said, nope, already done. So that's it.
Oh, wow. You just don't get one.
It didn't go down that
way. Why don't we just play the cattle's clipping?
We could do the cattle's clip.
We could.
We could tee that thing up.
I mean, if you want to throw that in the mix.
That could be. You boys like trouble.
I got to take one.
You boys like trouble, don't you?
I got to take one.
You know what? Zoe likes trouble.
I know.
I get sucked right in today. He sucked me
I've
right in.
I've been here in a while. Isn't that worse to do the show that God knows everything? Yeah? Ew. Know it all.
What's yours?
Okay, CTE.
CTE.
Yeah, I get a lot of stuff. Like, yeah, football guys, man. You guys, you mush heads on this and that. These hockey guys, too. The inability to retain memory.
Wow.
Billy Jaffe.
He's got a problem, man.
We come down here on Thursdays, for the hockey game and for Billy to do the morning skate. And
hockey!
Billy and me and Jim, we go upstairs, and Billy calls us over. He's down in the box there, and he says, hey, why don't you meet one of my old buddies I used to play with here? And it's one of his older buddies who skate. I think it was with San Jose. I think San Jose was in
town. I thought it was the Sharks skate.
I thought so, too. I got a pretty good memory with that stuff. So here's Billy totally forgetting that. And,
all right, Billy Jaffe, our thanks to him.
And going to, by the way, have you ever been to Navy, Annapolis?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about
it. Oh, yeah. We did the trip. Going
2 weeks
there
again, the CTE.
Now, fun, pal. Ahead. You got some issues up top.
Yeah, something's
there.
Going on with you today.
Something
like, what's that stuff? That ginkgo ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, drink some water.
Get hydrated. Something's wrong with you.
Get a B12 shot.
You got a headache or anything?
No, I feel good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Billy's on TV at 6:30
That's
tonight.
The scary part when I feel
it. So that was the clip for the end when he's signing off.
Something's weird.
We talked about him for a long time about Navy, the whole history of.
We did it on the air.
We talked about where he was staying. He stayed at the airport, remember?
Right. He's at BWI, and I said, that's good because, you're closer
said,
to Annapolis.
Just down the road. It's just down the road. Jim was laughing about it and everything. And that was route, 97? I think it's 97.
That's right. I even said, you're going to drive straight down 97. And he has no recollection of that, no recollection of introducing us to that guy upstairs.
Yep.
There were other things he forgot.
You probably forgot Judd Surratt's name. He's going to go, who the hell are you, drinking milk out of my kitchen? Yeah. It's not just football players at FCT. Hockey guys get it, too. Yeah. That's all I got.
We have Hardy's takeaway yet?
Hardy, do you
No, there, I do not have a takeaway. There's no takeaway. Jeremy I actually had a discussion about it.
Why did he shut you down? I don't understand.
He didn't
so
shut
angry
me,
today?
He didn't shut me down. You guys had the takeaway discussion, and he said, did you want... I'm like, generally when they're at the Garden, I don't do one. It's too hard to go back and forth, so they've
took
each got
pass.
One. There'll be enough time. Yeah, so I just...
took a pass.
Yes.
Great.
Is there
a
Fuppets this week?
Appreciate that.
I don't know yet.
I've gotten a lot of compliments on the J. Stew Fuppet, which I have not seen yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, it's great. It's like a reptile dinosaur type
this
of thing.
Creepy looking thing?
Yeah, it's...
What if we get one made like him with that? The glasses on and the goatee.
See, we could have gone cat puppet for J. Stew, but that's too easy.
And the green... It's Bruins Forest, game day.
Forest green polo.
Bruins game day. I'm wearing black slacks because I'll be sitting on the ninth floor in this green polo shirt.
You know what? Joke's on you. He's wearing a very nice TB12 hoodie today.
Is he really?
Yes,
the blue one.
He is.
The blue one with the
No,
white
it's gray. It's sharp. Uh-huh. And he was sick yesterday, so you should be a little bit nicer.
I hope
to
he
him.
Feels better.
Horrible bout of food poisoning.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's never fun.
He was very nice to call me when I had the flu. It was very nice.
See, and you didn't call him yesterday.
I did not know he was.
Jimmy texted you at all last week?
He texted me. Yeah, stop it. Of all the days for you to be out, Zolak, we got a humdinger going down in the hallway.
And he said nobody was stopping it. It's almost like people wanted it
hands
to happen.
Off.
People wanted it to happen.
Hands off.
Shut the door. It's, I hear nothing. La, 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 la. I'm sorry, Artie.
There's nothing to be sorry
Beetle
about.
Did it. Beetle did it.
What do you mean I didn't do it? I didn't have anything to do with
you
it.
You just asked me to Jay Stu text you last week about something.
And what did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. You answered the question, did you not?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yep.
What
do you got
good
for tomorrow?
I'm good. I caught my limit of being mad for the rest of the month easily. I'm good. I'll be
okay
good for a while.
What do you got for tomorrow?
Won't be mad about
that was like a lifetime of madness.
Won't be mad at anyone or anything for a long time.
I'm what do we good got? Let's see what happens tonight. A couple of shakeups, Heinen down. Gianta's in. See what happens tonight against a pretty good Penguin team. Let's get this thing going, huh? Rose got some games out there.
Hockey.
The
that's a good summary, Zoe.
Yeah, we're transitioning. Yeah. I'm 7 days away. Feels like it's like 50. But when I'm done, I'm gonna live in Florida. Me and Felger, we're gonna be neighbors.
Good luck to the both of you. All right, Felger Vass coming up next from the Garden. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station.